They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
And welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Jake Walmer. Now, Jake Walmer is an interesting cat. He works for this huge family business in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. It's called Wingers of Myerstown. Different divisions, long family history. And this is the kind of a family business you need to learn more about. And we're going to find out more about Wingers with Jake. Jake, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hey, pleasure to be here on a hot July day in Myerstown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, they do have air conditioning still.
We do have air conditioning at the shop.
Yeah, you're lucky. So let's start at the beginning, Jake. The thing that I'm so impressed about is how long this company's been in business, A, and how many family members are all involved.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept for people to grab. Our founder, Carl Wenger, started the business in 1947. Carl and Margaret moved to Myerstown. They had seven kids, four sons and three daughters. Six out of the seven worked for the family business full-time. Spouses came in tow and pouring into the family business as well. Carl and Margaret started as dairy farmers in Myerstown, Pennsylvania, and then grew into a nickel man.
You have to define what a nickel man is.
A nickel man is a gentleman that was just hanging by the auctioneer when there was a no-sale item. And Grandpa had a pocket full of nickels, and he just started buying some equipment on the side. And one guy came back one day and said, hey, I'd like to buy this wheel off this manure spreader. And Grandpa sold it to him, and he thought he needed to go get another manure spreader. So Grandpa did that, and then Grandma asked him one day, are you going to sell the cows, or are we going to do farm equipment?
Right, right. I talked to your grandmother about this. She said the same story.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you went into farm equipment.
We went into farm equipment full-time, buying and selling nice used pieces of machinery, and started our dismantle shop of used tractors. Where we repurpose salvage items off of tractors to give them a second life.
And you are selling these things all over. Would that be accurate?
All over the world. We have customers in the Philippines, United Kingdom, Alaska, Hawaii. We have a great reputation for selling a good quality product.
And one of the surprising things, maybe not so surprising, is how close this family is. You all live within a mile or two of each other.
Yes, we are all within about 2-3 miles of the family farm from the Wenger compound, as we call it. And we all are a very deep family that we can just close the shop on a Friday and go have dinner on Saturday and Sunday together.
Yeah. And not only, so you're not a Wenger. And I think this is really interesting. Because I spoke with your grandmother and your dad and several others. You're an in-law of a Wenger sister, yeah?
Correct. Yes, my mom is the youngest Wenger of the seven kids, and my dad, Wally, ran our salvage yard for a good 15, 20 years, and it's just a passion that I had from day one.
Is that the secret to the success of this, do you think, the family connection?
The family connection, yes, plays a big part of it. And just the benefits that the Wenger family is able to give their employees.
I wanted to talk a little bit about that because you took me up to the construction site. You do construction, you do agriculture. And I asked you the other day, I said, well, so tell me about retention and recruitment. Do you have a lot of trouble finding people? And you said no.
No, we're extremely blessed in the area that we are in. We have guys that come off of a family farm, that don't want to be milking cows anymore, don't want to be doing the crop farming, and they want to be like, we still want to see those guys on a daily basis, but how can we stay involved? So we give people the opportunity at Wangers when they got to go mow hay. Hey, take your time off, but then punch back in on 7:30 and we'll get back to tearing tractors apart.
Well, I met two of your employees earlier today, and they're brothers, and they're milking 60 head.
Correct.
Just up the road here, yep, a little ways. And one has four kids.
Four kids, and he's our equipment sales manager and milks 60 cows before coming in to sell farm equipment. And
It is just fabulous. You know, we hear sometimes about, you know, people don't want to work, and I have met so many wonderful people here at Wangers that there's something in the secret sauce that you guys are doing.
I would say we want to pay it back to our elders, that we want to show them that we can work just as hard as them,
right,
and care about it just as deeply as what they do.
So on that whole note about paying it back, if you will, there's a Winger Foundation, yes?
Yes. We have a foundation that Carl Wanger has started to give back to local ministries that are in the area, from Kobe's Family Ministry that has orphan kids and foster kids, to On Fire Youth Ministry that is teens in the world that are just going down a path of not a Christ-like life. So us as the Wanger Foundation, we want to be pouring into those ministries, that that there's something more out of this life than what we can do for ourselves.
And that unselfishness is another opportunity to grow the Wanger name, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah.
We have a dinner in April every year for about 800 to 900 people, where we just pour into the community and give back.
One of the other things, you talk about farms and diversified farming. You guys have such a diversified business. I mean, you even have an event center, for crying out loud.
We have an event center on the weekends where we can have bridal showers, baby showers, graduation parties, school reunions, and then we also have a machine shop that does full service engine machines, rebuilding crankshafts, surfacing cylinder heads. Then we have a trucking division that we can haul our own farm equipment, construction equipment, where we sell front lot crawler loader excavators, and then we do our farm equipment business.
Yeah. Is there a lot of difference between the construction side of used equipment and ag?
We don't see a difference here at Wangers. We don't put a wall in between us. We handle customers how they want to be treated and take care of business.
Yeah, that seems to be a factor that I've noticed here in the couple of days that I've been in Myerstown, that I haven't met a sour individual. I mean, what's going on here?
It could be the chocolate milk that's in the showroom, but no, we try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt when they walk through our door. They are a person in need, and our job as a Wanger is to meet them where they need to be met.
And you do something else. You know, we just talked about employees. You said they got to hay, and they got to do this. But there's some other stuff, other benefits that you're doing, food. And
yeah, we've started probably about for 2 years now where we've been buying employees lunches on a Friday, and just gives our guys the time to connect to one another. Or for guys that don't see each other throughout the shop, throughout the week, just gives them a time to connect over a meal and fellowship together.
And, you know, one of the things that's so important, and people need to understand this, is that when you retain employees, it's so much less expensive than having to go out there, recruit and train and all that other stuff.
Correct. We are big on retention and retaining employees. We've had employees out and back a time or two, and they just say, why do we leave?
Really?
And welcome back.
Yeah. What's the biggest challenge running such a huge operation like this?
The biggest challenge I would face is having enough hours in the day to take care of my employees, how I want to take care of my kids, to give everybody the time that they deserve to be treated.
Yeah, speaking of kids, you got four daughters.
I have four daughters, all under six, and they are a blessing to my life.
Yeah, I bet they are. They're also keeping you busy.
Yeah, very busy.
So you're a member of the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, and can you tell me what that's brought to you?
It's brought a lot of social networking, meeting with other salvage yards like Richard Cook from Cook Tractor, Trey Russell from Scottsboro, Alabama. It is a great network to connect with people that just do the same thing as you.
Yeah. And one of the interesting things about the NTPDA, the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, you all are competitors, but you all do business together.
Correct. It's like a family network when you get to go on the summer board meetings or the trips over the winter. It's just a family time where you can talk about the war stories of selling tractor parts, but then you have a genuine interest on how their family is doing.
Right. And it is very familial. I mean, you know, people do get along, and they may be in competition, but they, at the end of the day, all sit down together. A final question for you is on marketing. How do you best market? I know that you had a content creator the other night at dinner. We had dinner at your event center, and you said you had a content creator. Not sure exactly what it is she does, but that's what she
does.
It was
us as a management group sitting down and evaluating. For 20 years, we always tied IT and marketing together.
Oh.
And when we finally sat down and evaluated job titles, we have an IT person that does our tech, and then we have a marketing wing.
Smart.
That's the biggest transition we have made in the last 3 to 5 years at Wangers.
Very different. Very different qualifications, very different understanding. Tech folks seem to be black and white, and on the creative side, you got to be all over the place. So
correct. It was a great business decision.
It was. I applaud you for seeing that, because there are so many people that still relegate that to some place in the back room, and to really grow and expand, it's so important to have that that creativity on the marketing side. Jake, thanks so much for spending time with us. I really do appreciate this.
No, thank you for having me on the air today.
That's Jake Walmer, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to head on out of here. We will have links, by the way, to Wangers so that you can find out more about this great family business in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. Well, that's a wrap for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, plus for Jake Walmer, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.